fight the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This week I've been talking about what it means to be chosen, really chosen and destined. These are terms that come from the apostles. This week the church gives us a series of readings from St. Peter's first letter that he wrote to brothers and sisters in young churches that were growing in what's now Turkey. It was Asia Minor, and he's helping them understand who they are in Christ, and he's bringing encouragement to them because they're living in the midst of persecution and trial and great difficulty. And it's a letter I've touched on many times on the program over the years. Actually, just a month ago, dug into some of these very same verses. And I love to repeat them, love to talk about them because they're so life-changing. And you can see what's in the heart and mind of the apostles and the amazing thing that Christ did in them and for them, and how that same work that happened in them is now happening in the brothers and sisters in Asia Minor. Or I've been talking about also this week Paul's letter to the Ephesians and that community. And Peter and Paul, apostles, say the same thing over and over again. They want you to know, they want everyone to know what Jesus Christ has done for the human race, what he wants to do for every single human being. Now, what Jesus has done for the human race, that is, call us to be God the Father first has chosen us and destined us in Jesus Christ to become his adopted children, to inherit the kingdom of God, literally, to come into everything that our deepest desires and our deepest longings ever hoped for or ever pointed toward. We know there's something more about what it means to be human than what we experience here on earth. We know something's broken. We know it's not what it's meant to be. Even the people who are at the top of the mountain as we see them, and maybe the mountain we're trying to climb to be just like them, to have what they possess, you know, to have whether it's money, fame, power, influence, whatever, they say that's the thing that's going to bring some happiness and glory. We have a desire, friends, to be recognized. We have a desire to be fulfilled. We have a desire literally for glory. And we seek it in this world, and it never satisfies us because that desire was put in us by God to enter into his glory. Only God will satisfy us. Nothing else will. That's what's so beautiful about being human. That's the dignity of what it means to be a human being. But what we desire, we cannot bring about on our own resources. It's a gift from God, our Creator. There's really only two ways, friends. There's God's way, recognizing that God exists, that God is good, that God is loving, as Jesus revealed him, that God is our maker, that he designed us. We belong to him. And the whole meaning of my life is tied into my relationship with my Creator. I've been made for a purpose. I've been chosen by God and made for a purpose. And it's not something I make up on my own or I just have to ultimately discover just by accident. God has revealed to us in his Son Jesus perfectly what it is we're called to be, what we were made for. He's answered the fundamental questions. We need God's help to become everything we're meant to be. That's one road. Christians were called the way in the early years. They followed the way of Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the way for every human being. I'm the truth about every human being. And I'm the one alone who can bring life to every human being. Jesus is not just a wise teacher. He's not just one of the many religious or spiritual or philosophical gurus that emerge at different times in history. He's not just one of those people that points, go here, go there. He's saying, look, I am the answer to your deepest longings. Not just my ideas, but me. What you need is life, and I'm the source of that life. And my Father has chosen you to share in what belongs to me. And it's my delight to give it to you if you receive it as the Father has called me to give it. Jesus has been sent to bring repentance and forgiveness of sins to the whole world. No one enters into that new relationship with God as a son and daughter of God. No one enters it without repentance, without turning our hearts to God, without acknowledging our fallen condition, our separation from God, and our need for redemption and forgiveness. There is where God's mercy is revealed. Mercy comes to those who stand in need of mercy. Unfortunately, so many people in the world today say, I don't need mercy. I'm cool. I'm good right where I am. And that's the second road. There's two roads. There's a road to life. There's a road to death. In the Old Testament, God said, I set before you life and death, blessing and a curse. What's it going to be? Choose life. To decide to save myself or to decide that I'm not in need of salvation and that I don't need to be chosen, that I already have everything within myself that I'll ever want, and that I'm the source of my own happiness and my own freedom and my own purpose, that's the road, the wide road, Jesus said, to deception, and it's a road that leads to ruin. So the apostles proclaim so clearly what they've come to see strictly by God's mercy because they were on that road. They were in need of salvation and redemption. They were devout Jews. Peter was a devout Jew. But he needed salvation in Christ. Every human being does. We all stand in that condition. So we've been talking this week about what it means to be chosen, touched on Peter's first letter, touched on Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And now, you see, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul touches on it again. He puts it this way, in verse 4, he said, For we know, brethren, beloved by God. Who's the Christian? The Christian is the beloved, the one whom God loves in his Son through the Holy Spirit. We have a unique and special relationship because we've said yes to God's offer to become children of God. All human beings are created by God. God loves everyone. But not everyone is in a condition and a relationship with God as son or daughter. That's the future of the human race. We're not automatically sons and daughters of God because we're hairless bipeds, because we have blood running through our veins, because we're human beings. We're fallen creatures who are called into relationship with God. So here's Paul. He says, we know, brethren, you are beloved by God, that he has chosen you. Here's that theme again, chosen. How does Paul know it? He said, for our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. Paul said, I know you've been chosen, first because the word of God came to you. You can't believe that word, that good news about salvation, about Jesus Christ without God's help. God needs to turn the light on so you can see the beauty and the majesty of his Son, that he's the Savior of the world. And that he's your Savior, and that he's your Lord. It's God's grace that makes it possible. When the human heart is searching, if the human heart is on lockdown and doesn't want to search for truth, doesn't want to search for light, and is satisfied with my own passions and pleasures, and what the world is serving me up here, if that's all I want, I'm not going to see it. But if your heart is turning, saying, God, if you exist, I want to know you. Help me. Help me know you. Please come to me. Help me. Lead me. If that's your heart, the gospel in the power of the Spirit will come to you by God's mercy. So Paul is saying, I know that you're chosen because this gospel came to you, but it came to you not only in word, but it came to you in power and in the Holy Spirit. In power and the Holy Spirit. It's a constant theme for Paul as well. My gospel, when I came to you and I proclaimed, I came in fear and trembling, he tells us in 1 Corinthians, because he knew his weakness and he knew that he could not produce salvation. He said, but the gospel came in a manifestation of the Spirit and in power. That's how the gospel has to go forward today in the church. The reason so many people are drifting away from the church and they're not encountering the church and saying yes to it is they have not encountered the power of the gospel. They have not encountered it in power and in the Holy Spirit, in a manifestation of the Spirit. It's that encounter, it's the Holy Spirit and the conviction that what you're hearing is true. That's what brings about what Paul talks here about, full conviction. Paul said, I know a Christian when I see one. I know someone who's come to believe. They've heard the word, and they've heard it with power, with the Holy Spirit, and it's come to them in full conviction. They're sold out. Their intention is now to run after Jesus with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength and be a part of his body, his people. That's the normal Christian life. That's what it means to be chosen. The Word of God has chosen you. Peter touches on that beautifully at the end of that first chapter. He talks about we're called to holy living. He says in verse 22, chapter 1, he says, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth. Obedience to the truth of the gospel purifies us. Why? Because the gospel sheds light into our hearts and reveals to us, into our hearts, our minds, the condition of our lives. We come to see the truth about who we are in relationship to God through the gospel, through the good news, through knowing Christ. And so Peter is saying here, you've purified your souls through obedience to that truth. The Holy Spirit has sanctified you. The Holy Spirit has given to you his power so you can now learn to live a different way of life. And that different way of life is characterized by obedience to the truth that has been revealed to you, the truth that is Jesus Christ and life that he reveals. So that's what's meant by you've been purified. The work of the Holy Spirit sets you apart, cleanses your mind and heart, allows you to grasp the truth, and that truth leads us to what? To a sincere love of the brethren. That's the destiny of where the Holy Spirit's leading all of us. To love one another sincerely from the heart. Earnestly, he says, from the heart. He says, you have been born anew for that purpose, not of a perishable seed, but of an imperishable seed, through the living and abiding Word of God. This Word of God that Paul says is a sign that we've been chosen when we internalize this Word, it's a living Word. It produces life in us. It produces new life. Why? Because it's the Holy Spirit that plants that life in us, that Word in us, and it's bringing it to life. He said, again, you've been born anew, not of a perishable seed, but of an imperishable seed through the living and abiding Word of God. All flesh is grass, and all its glory is like the flower of the grass. The grass withers, the flower falls, but the Word of the Lord abides forever. That Word is the good news which was preached to you. See the clarity of the apostles? See what they're talking about? They're not just talking about sentiment. They're not just talking about comforting words in times of difficulty. They're talking about objective facts. They're talking about truth. They're talking about the presence of the living God bringing about life transformation. The Word of God is like a seed, an eternal seed. It's an imperishable seed, this good news about Jesus Christ. When the Holy Spirit plants that in us, we have the capacity now to live forever. The rest of the flesh, Peter says, everything else in the world is going to pass away. Even our most beautiful buildings and our greatest creation, it's all going to pass away. What won't pass away is the seed of the Word of God that's planted in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's where the gold is, friends. That's what's selling out for. Go for that. Lay hold of it. And let it transform your life. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbig, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in the year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.